Exodus chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, But, surely, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, because they will say, The Lord Jehovah has not appeared to you. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, What is that in your hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses fled from its presence. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Put forth your hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord Jehovah God of their forefathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. And the Lord Jehovah said furthermore to him, Put now your hand into your belly. And he put his hand into his belly. And when he took it out, his hand was leprous white as snow. And he said, Put your hand into your belly again. And he put his hand into his belly again. And pulled it out of his belly, and, it was returned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, nor listen to the first sign, that they will believe the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, nor listen to your voice, that you shall take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said to the Lord Jehovah, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before now, nor since you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech, and of a slow tongue. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have I the Lord Jehovah not made them? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say. And he said, O my Lord, I ask you to send someone else whom you will send. And the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is Aaron the Levite not your brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, look, he is coming forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And you shall speak to him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be your spokesman to the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to you instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of God. And you shall take this rod in your hand, with which you shall do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said to him, I ask you to let me go, and return to my brothers who are in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt. Because all the men are dead who sought your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, When you go to return into Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And you shall say to Pharaoh, This is what the Lord Jehovah says, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say to you, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, even your firstborn. And it came to pass by the road at the inn, that the Lord Jehovah met him, and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone, and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and said, Surely you are a bloody husband to me. So he let him go. Then she said, You are a bloody husband, because of the circumcision. And the Lord Jehovah said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went, and met him in the Mount of God, and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord Jehovah who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord Jehovah had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord Jehovah had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped.